Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciative of listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a night, and what a night on tap as we get the Phillies forcing a game number four. That will coincide with the Eagles and the Giants, the start of the Flyers season. Incredible night in Philadelphia sports, but the Phillies take center stage. Let's talk about the Fightins and why I feel so good entering game four. Last night wasn't just a victory. You know, there's a million ways you could drop a victory for the Phillies and them to get this to game number four, right? Like, a million different ways the game could have expressed itself in terms of run scoring, in terms of pitching, in terms of defense, in terms of how it happened, a million ways. But what we got last night was the best possible scenario on every single front. Let's start with the manager and the decisions he made and the decision he wasn't asked to make. So we start with the pitching plan from the jump, and it went basically exactly how I thought they were going to do it. Now, I just would have handed the ball to Ranger, and I disagreed, and I ripped Topper for it, but Topper wins this round. He was right. It worked. Aaron Nola, knowing he was going to max out one time through the order, had a much more, you know, life on his fastball than we've seen in a long time. He was popping 95. A little pop to that mitt last night by Aaron Nola that we're not used to from his fastball. And I think it's quite clearly because he knew, I only got to give them eight or nine batters. They're getting me out of this game. I'm going to give them everything I have. Hands the ball to Ranger Suarez. Look, the Edmund home run happened, but whatever. You know, Dodgers have one run on the board through three innings. That is no big deal. So big time stuff there out of the Phillies manager and a great plan that came to fruition. Now, the last part of the plan, I believe, and I wrote this in my newsletter yesterday and talked about it on the show on WIP. I think the plan last night, quite clearly, if the game had remained close, was Nola one turn through the order, Ranger for the next four innings, and Jorán Duran for two innings. I believe the Phillies were going to ask Duran to do something he's done about 19 times in the major leagues, and that is to go two full innings. He was warming up at the end of the seventh inning, getting himself loose for the bottom of the eighth. And based on how things expressed themselves, that was the right call. But then it turned out to be a call Topper never had to make. The Phillies explode in the top of the eighth inning last night off of Clayton Kershaw. By the way, has more five-run innings allowed than any pitcher in the history of the postseason now. He's just, for as great of a career he's had, and this is the end, clear Hall of Famer, you know, one of the great pitchers in the history of the sport. He has had moments, and I don't think this one is like the ones when he was young and he was an ace, but he's had bad moments in the postseason. And the Phillies, you know, jumped on him last night. He wasn't sharp, no slider, no bite to that slider, and they destroyed him last night in that baseball game. So they pushed the lead to 8-1, and they're able to change the equation with the pitching. They're able to go to Kirkland. They're able to then go to Taiwan and Tanner Banks and just get the hell out of there with an 8-2 victory and not have to use Jaron last night. And why that is so huge is it totally alters the math for game number four tonight. Because tonight, they could ask Jaron to do what he was going to do last night, and that is pitch two innings. So tonight, in an ideal world, can Christopher Sanchez get you into the seventh inning? Do you need a Strom to get someone out? Maybe. Maybe in that seventh, you have to steal an out or two from someone, Strom, Robertson, Kirkering, Buehler, maybe. That certainly is more than possible that we have to go there. But if Sanchez can get you through six tonight, and then we'll figure out how do we get three outs in the seventh inning combined between Sanchez and the relief pitching. If we could do that tonight, Jaron should start the eighth. And I anticipate tonight the game will probably be closer. I doubt it's going to be another one of those laughers where the Phillies pour it on and they're up 6 or 7 runs. I wish they would, and that'd be awesome. But I doubt it. And why this whole operation and why everything I'm speaking about right now went so perfectly for the Phillies last night. First, it started with the pitching plan, went perfectly. Then it went to the bullpen plan, and it was able to be pushed back a day. And the reason it's such a big deal and why that gives the Phillies such a better chance to win tonight's baseball game is, yes, Jaron has done the two-inning stints before. He has been asked 19 times in his big league career to go multiple innings, and he's done it. What he has never been asked to do is pitch two innings and then pitch again the next day. Not one time in Jaron's career has he been on the mound for two full innings and then come back and pitch the next day, which, based on the math of the series, the elimination the Phillies are facing here, he could have been asked, right? You know, if the Phillies don't pour any runs on, if that stays a 3-1 game last night into the eighth inning, I think Jaron is on for two innings. And that puts his availability for tonight in question. Perhaps they could have asked him to do it, but he also may have been a diminished pitcher. We've seen that many times where pitchers over the years will pitch in back-to-back games, and that second night, they're not the same. And with a guy that's never been asked to do this, you wonder, one, would he have been available? And then two, would he have been the same for game number four? Now we don't have to worry about that because the Phillies poured the runs in. So it worked out perfectly for Topper. It worked out perfectly to set their pitching plan up for tonight. The other thing that worked out as good as you could have imagined was the way the offense responded. Specifically, let's talk about the top three in the order, Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. They found their swag. Those guys delivered. They weren't along for the ride. Again, there's many ways the Phillies could have won this baseball game. They could have won the game 2-1 because Ranger Suarez was amazing, but they had to use Jaron for two innings. And then we would have sat there and said, all right, well, they start hitting. And now they potentially either don't have Jaron tonight or have a limited version of Jaron. And it would have probably curtailed a little bit of the excitement for what they could be in game number four. Well, that's out now because the offense has exploded. And the offense went out there against Yamamoto, a guy that had a scoreless inning streak, a guy that had been, you know, a pretty dominant pitcher down the stretch of the season, a guy that's going to finish top three in National League Cy Young, along with Christopher Sanchez and along with Paul Skeens. And they went out there and they blasted him. They blasted him in that third inning. And that ball from Kyle Schwarber wasn't just a home run. It was a statement. It was the monkey is off our back. Our bats have arrived. Let's go. And I believe you could carry that over. I believe there's something to what we saw there last night with the offense that could carry over. Look, the Phillies had gone 150-plus plate appearances in the postseason without a home run. I mean, it really had been a long time since Game 2 of the Division Series last year against the Mets. Way too many, way too long without a home run. And they needed home runs. And they got two out of Kyle Schwarber. They got the one out of JT Realmuto. The offense needs home runs. I've been speaking about this all postseason, leading into the postseason. We do this thing. We talk about small ball, small ball, small ball. And then the bottom line is teams that hit home runs and out-homer their opponent, they win in the postseason. Teams that try to just win with small ball, they lose in the postseason. It's very hard when you lose the home run war to win Major League Baseball playoff games. It's just hard. These pitchers are too good to consistently sequence hits and walks together in more than one or two innings to generate crooked numbers. It's just hard. It's just really, it's a math game. And the Phillies finally played the right math game last night. They got to a Dodger star. They kept their closer clean for tonight. They hit home runs. The manager gave his team confidence again before the game, talking about trust harder instead of try harder. During the game, with the decision to go from Nola to Ranger and all of it working, it all worked out.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
And now, the last thing that last night did to give me such great hope for the Phillies is it put the Dodgers on their heels a little bit. So just based on the series, based on the way they set it up, based on the limitations of some of their players, specifically Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher, and how often they ask him to pitch, the Dodgers aren't rolling out their Shohei Ohtani tonight. They're rolling out their Tyler Glass now, who's a very good pitcher in his own right and has the kind of stuff that, you know, people have thought in the past, excuse me, could lead to a Cy Young one day. Great strikeout stuff. But Tyler Glass now could be wild. Tyler Glass now could have ups and downs. Tyler Glass now could probably be out of this game in the fifth inning or the sixth inning. He's not a guy like, let's say, Snell or like, let's say, Yamamoto at his best, or even Ohtani, that you feel like's getting you into the seventh inning. I don't believe that with Snell. So the Phillies could dive into the Dodgers' bullpen tonight and get to some of that weakness. Now, with the off day looming and the fact that they didn't use their leverage guys last night, I expect them tonight to go from Glasnow to, and then some combination of Vesia, Sheehan to Sasaki. That feels like what they're going to do tonight to try to get through this baseball game. But the Phillies will have an opportunity, and they'll have the pitching advantage tonight. Christopher Sanchez in 2025 was a higher-level starting pitcher than Tyler Glasnow. Doesn't mean Glasnow couldn't out-pitch him tonight. He could. But the higher-level starting pitcher in 2025 was Christopher Sanchez. Now, we could decide whether we think it's benefit Phillies or Dodgers because they've seen Sanchez now a few times in a very short period of time. I would think that's probably advantage Dodgers. But overall, I'll take the pitching advantage and advantage Phillies because they have their guy in the mound. They have their de facto right now number one, call it number two, behind Zach Wheeler, however you want to frame what Christopher Sanchez is. Glasnow is their four. And that's a big difference. That's advantage Phillies. The last thing, and one that we will keep monitoring that went so well for the Phillies last night, was the continued success they've had against Shohei Ohtani. I thought after the game it was interesting listening to Dave Roberts asked about Shohei and what he's seeing, why he's off, why he's struggling. And he really said decision-making. He's swinging at bad pitches. He's not getting ahead in counts. He's not giving himself a chance to destroy mistakes. That's the way Dave Roberts framed the struggles right now of Shohei Ohtani. I think the biggest thing is how many lefties the Phillies throw. I know Nola got to face him in the first inning, obviously, to lead off the game last night. But the Phillies have really primarily thrown lefties at him the entire series, from Sanchez to Lizardo to Ranger to Strong. They just keep throwing lefties at this guy, and it's got them all off. It's not very often a lefty like Shohei Ohtani sees almost all lefties for three or four straight games. And for the Phillies, it'll be five if they get it to game five, because they'll have Lizardo set up for game number five. So they've got this guy off kilter a little bit. I do think it's a matter of time before he hits one out of the park, because he's just so great of a player and great of a hitter that the more time that we face him, he's probably going to knock one out of the park. But right now, he's in a bad way. He is in a major, major bad way right now. There's no other way to say it. And the Phillies are taking advantage of this thing right now. I mean, they are right now. They have Ohtani off kilter. They have Ohtani's timing off. It is wonderful to see. And the longer it continues, the better chance the Phillies have at a legitimate and no doubt about a comeback in this series. And they are nine innings away of getting this thing back to Philadelphia for a game five. And I heard Mookie last night after the game talking about the pressures on the Dodgers. So these series, they shift very fast. Two games, you know, best of fives when you have to win three. One win, one loss makes you feel like crap or makes you feel invincible. It's a seesaw with heavy weight on each side. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. You know, in a seven-game series, you could let the whole operation breathe a little bit, and you may not believe you're actually coming back or losing it until it really starts to happen. In a five-game series, you know, one loss, like the way we felt after game two, the way the Dodgers felt in a good way, the way the Phillies felt in a bad way, it was horrendous. But then one win in game three, the whole thing comes flipping back the other way. And you feel like, all right, hold on a second. We got the better pitcher. We didn't use our closer last night. We got him for potentially two innings tonight. Ohtani's off kilter. They're feeling a little pressure. Our manager finally hit one well and made some sense and basically hit a home run with his moves. We got the advantage of starting pitcher in game four. We got this thing. And that's the way I'm feeling this morning. Let's talk about those fightings. The midday show, 10 to 2 today. We do also have a football game tonight, which, oddly enough, with an Eagles team with as much promise, the defending champs as they are, does feel very secondary tonight. We'll touch a little bit on that. Of course, mostly Phillies today. Just tonight, so you know the operation and order operation with the station, I believe PHT 1210 and KYW FM is where you can hear the Phils. WIP is where the Eagles will be. Eagles pregame show starts at 6 on WIP. But 10 to 2, we've got you covered with those fightins as they get ready for game number 4 tonight out in Los Angeles. Let's get this thing back to Philadelphia. Let's win a baseball game. Let's get it to Philadelphia for game 5 on Saturday night and have the Dodgers feel an immense amount of pressure after the way this series began and now obviously the way it could be ending. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube, where you can watch all the shows live, 6A to 6B, also Eagles pregame show, Phillies postgame stuff, all there for you on our YouTube page, 94WIP. Hit that subscribe button. I have an email newsletter I send out every day, wrote about why that Duran situation was so big for tonight. If you want to read it, check it out. I tweet it out every single day. You could have it directly to your email as well. Just send me a note. I'll send you a direct link. You subscribe totally free to your email. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP, check it out.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.